Unit 10, page 74. Reading. Exercise 1. Read the article. What is cyberbullying?
Take a stand. Stop cyberbullying. Peter Lantos started seeing the ugly messages someone posted about him on his social networking site when he was only 14. He didn't know who they were from, only that the posts came from someone called Guess 9. The posts continued into high school, and the messages got uglier. Whenever Peter went online, day or night, any day of the week, he would always find more terrible posts. He felt like it was his fault, so he didn't say anything to his parents at first. Sometimes the bullying made him feel so bad he didn't want to go to school. Peter was the victim of cyberbullying. A U.S. survey found that 16% of all high school students are the victims of cyberbullying at some time. In a number of ways, cyberbullying is even worse than face-to-face bullying. A cyberbully can post anonymously, using an online name, like Guess9, instead of his or her real name. A cyberbully might use his or her posts to gossip about, tell lies about, tease, or even threaten someone. A cyberbully can post someone's personal information or post photos or videos that might be embarrassing to the victim. Hundreds, thousands, or even millions of people might see the message on their laptops, tablets, or smartphones. What should you do if you're a victim? The most important thing anyone can do is tell someone. Talk to an adult about it. Don't deal with cyberbullying alone. There are ways to block a cyberbully's posts, and someone can help you do that. And one of the most effective things you can do might be to do nothing. Ignoring the bully rather than replying to his or her posts puts you in control. Instead of responding, take a break or go for a walk. Remember that the cyberbully has done something wrong. You haven't. And what if you have a friend who is bullying someone online? Take a stand. Tell your friend how hurtful it is. You might make a difference.
I'm glad I finally told my parents about what was happening to me online. No one should have to deal with cyberbullying alone.